Episode 22, Issue Responses 3457 through 3616. Response 3457. Priests are dropping the ball regarding educating the laity in the real presence. Also, the lackadaisical attitude toward adoration, no personal commitment to an hour in parish with perpetual adoration. Hypocrisy. Response 3458. The priest's tone/demeanor during consecration, and lack of presentation of our Lord. Response 3459. Eucharistic ministers, staff, cleaners, etc. handling the host and tabernacle. Response 3460. The complete breakdown of the magisterium. The horrible decisions and leadership of the Pope and bishops like Cupic, McIntyre, Gregory, Tobin, etc. The Pope's support of James Martin and attack on Bishop Strickland. Response 3461. Respectful and decent clothing attire. Response 3462. Marxism among church leaders. So-called social gospel. That most political positions of bishops seem like right out of the Democrat Party playbook. Guitar, Mass, ES with Bad, 1969's music. Response 3463. Lack of strong and correct teaching of the faith to children and teens. 50 years of failure in this category. We have lost at least 2 generations and in the process of losing the next. Response 3464. People not genuflecting before our dear Lord, plus JMJ plus. Response 3465. Clear and concise church teaching from the pulpit. Too often our clergy try to avoid offending people instead of challenging us to live as Jesus taught. We yearn for truth, not entertainment. Response 3466. Changing the Mass, like turning it into a meal and removing many parts of the Mass that were oriented toward worship and adoration. Not having confessions available before Mass makes it seem like it's okay to receive while in a state of mortal sin. Allowing the substitute of having a blessing in the communion line makes it also appear as if it's fine to continue to be in a state of mortal sin, and it turns the Mass into an opportunity for a blessing instead of its primary function of giving God the worship he is due. They also don't show reverence or care for particles of the Eucharist that fall or are on the hands of the priest or EEMs. Response 3467. Asterisk inconsistency of church attendance. Asterisk failure of parents to make weekly Mass a priority over extracurricular activities. Asterisk general limited/lack of ongoing adult catechesis for cradle Catholics. Asterisk the regular anything goes attire. Asterisk getting and keeping our youth engaged in practicing our faith. Shift the attitude from, I have to, I get to. Response 3468. Failure to link Scripture to our beliefs in the real presence. Response 3469. Eucharist ministers destroy the importance and image by not receiving from a priest. Also, I know boys who have quit serving because they won't serve with girls. Isn't serving a first step towards the priesthood? Response 3470. Catholic unity through Friday abstinence. Response 3471. Sermons are not connected to what the general public needs to hear. They are too theoretical and not grounded in challenges we deal with on a regular basis. The lack of women in the priesthood and in leadership positions further disconnects the service and messages. As a cradle Catholic, I continued practicing out of habit. Now at 65 I have learned the true apostolic faith through scripture and tradition. We must be holy as God is holy, in dress, music, actions and participation in Mass, adoration and sacraments. God is just and more emphasis needs to be on the curses for not adhering to God. He is not evil or vengeful. We deserve what we suffer. Practicing our Catholic faith is hard. Don't hold hands singing sweet songs of love and acceptance without making real the army of demons in our world today. Idolatry is alive in the inordinate use of iPhones, sports, busyness, ambition. We must sacrifice and make time for God. Response 3473. Breakdown of family life. In every aspect, poor examples from parents. Use of our Lord's name in vain, God, Jesus. The way we dress, basic lack of respect for our Lord and others equals abortion, euthanasia. Too much to list. Response 3474. I have a gluten intolerance. People who have gluten intolerances often have difficulty, ESP during travel to other churches, in receiving Holy Communion. I recently visited a different diocese that did not let me receive just the precious blood, and when they offered me a consecrated low-gluten host, they insisted that I serve myself the host, which I found to be scandalous. I needed to talk to a good priest to explain to me that we believe, as Catholics, that the substance of wheat and wine remain, despite the fact that they become Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity. The faithful need guidance on this, as this was just one scandal that the devil tried to create in me. I went through spiritual warfare and thank God for the priests who helped me through it. Response 3475. The Pope. Response 3476. Lackluster preaching that addresses nothing and only affirms people that God loves them without any examination of the self. Catholics, the ones I know, seem to care not that the church is corrupted, the want and love the image of the church, not the purity of the church. Most of the time, I don't even think my fellow Catholics, a huge chunk of them, are even followers of Christ. Response 3477. Scandal-plagued Vatican, third secret of Fatima not being revealed as Our Lady instructed, subordination of papal authority to UN, Freemasons, evil influence of St. Galen Mafia, changes in request for sainthood, irregular papal elections. Mysterious deaths of Pope John Paul I, Cardinal Pell and journalist George Numeir, forcing Pope Benedict out, Pacamama, Western Grandmother, Abu Dhabi sacrilegious buildings, changes in pre-1955 Good Friday liturgy, failure to punish sexual abusers, excommunication Archbishops Lefebvre and Vigano, agreement with CCP, laicization of Cardinal McCarrick to avoid exposing complicity of others in ignoring his abuses and evil influence, USCCB non-religious work for US government, Catholic charities, and all the other evil charities promoting human trafficking and other mortal sins. Just to name a few. Praying for the purification of Holy Mother Church. Response 3478. Using responses and songs about bread, wine, and cup rather than body and blood. Response 3479. Toleration of generally casual and lax attitudes toward Mass, including inappropriate clothing, talking, etc., contributes to the degradation of the sacrifice of the Mass as anything more than another social event or form of entertainment, certainly nothing special. Response 3480. There is a lack of importance signifying that each individual person ought to take the time to pray/read sacred scriptures on their own, outside of Holy Mass, where it is being read to you. Although in the last couple of years, there has been an improvement in getting this message out. There is a lack of catechesis. Parents ought to be the first and main teachers, however parents haven't been taught, so how are they expected to teach? Yes, they should be hungry to learn and take action to learn. Although it seems most don't have the time to learn and may find it too difficult and not know where to go to learn. This lack of catechesis can be found in RCIA/OCIA, which is exactly where it is crucial. Having been chosen as both a godparent for a catechumen and a sponsor for a candidate, and attending each and every class the catechumens/candidates attended, I learned firsthand how poorly catechized many of the catechists seem to be, at a diocesan parish in Seattle in 2007, as well as the cathedral in Midtown Manhattan in 2015. The students in both classes were hungry to learn, that is why they were there, yet their simple questions were never answered. Sometimes the students were too afraid to ask and or didn't know how/what to ask from their unsettled internal feelings. Some questions being so basic/simple as, What is the sign of the cross? Why do Catholics do it? How do you do it? Students in turn, instead of asking the catechists questions were being asked to me, after the classes. In some cases, the catechists/volunteers can't be blamed for this as they may not be aware and the church is lucky to even find a volunteer. When the floor was open for the students to ask questions, after periods of silence and no questions being asked, I then acted like a student and asked these questions, with compassion and love. And now, even currently in my own diocesan parish in the Archdiocese of Chicago, suburb, the catechists learned that the first question asked of the adults is, "Have you been married civilly or in a religious institution, on a beach, even for a short length of time, etc.?" This was due to an RCIA class which took place during the first year of COVID. All but one student was able to enter fully into the church. The class was 90% completed, and it was at that point realized that one adult had been married, their current Catholic spouse was aware, and a different student had also been married, their current Catholic spouse was not aware as it was many years prior, which ended in divorce shortly thereafter, after some time, with annulment/lack of form. All students were fully received in the Catholic Church with convalidation ceremony taking place with their marriages. This was a real witness of the Holy Spirit at work with the desire to become Catholic in all its glory. And a testament of how catechists learn. The lack of leadership within the church hierarchy is also to reason for lack of the real presence. When you can find one priest who tells you one thing, a different priest tells you something different, and you go on the internet and find many different responses to the same Catholic question, all the way up to bishops' responses and even to the Pope's. We are claimed to be one holy Catholic and apostolic church, however it seems that one can get an array of answers to the same Catholic question. You only need to know what you want your answer to be, which sin do you not want to deal with, and then go to the priest that will give you the answer you're looking for, having no guilt with your sinful choice. As Catholics, we seem to be far away from 1, the division seems great and the truth seems impossible to find. The hierarchy needs to be 1, which follows truth and only truth, no compromises, regardless of manner and tone, as eternal life of one's soul is what is at risk. Other actions/reactions of poor catechesis may also include awareness of mortal sins, even knowing what a mortal sin is, not attending Holy Mass every holy day of obligation, and knowing that every Sunday is an obligation, however ought to be treated as a fortunate opportunity one gets to go to Holy Mass. The lack of being taught how to prepare for Holy Mass, arriving early, being properly dressed, people attend Holy Mass, wearing attire not even fit for the beach, and how this can lead others to the sin of the flesh. Holy Mass is attended in pajamas and slippers, ripped jeans, hoodie sweatshirts, and baseball caps. If one was catechized on what is taking place and why at Holy Mass, one could not, in good conscience, be able to improperly dress for God. Of course, age, ailments, and other circumstances may not always allow the proper attire one may want to wear. Poor catechism has led to a failed moral compass and ill-formed consciences. And unfortunately, those good shepherds 30 who are currently catechizing, properly, are being condemned, silenced, and removed by the Catholic Church. Response 3481. The adoption of Vatican II, I believe, was a slap to our faces, to force us to believe in a different way, and simply dump the traditional church. It invalidated the real presence and invalidated the whole new Mass as today presented. We desire and need to return to traditionalism in Mass, as celebrated before the Vatican II changes. Latin is not so difficult, but what is difficult is believing that the monumental change provided by Vatican II can ever replace the centuries of tradition provided by our spiritual ancestors in Christ. Response 3482. It's impossible to defend the real presence in my personal life. It seems insane. So there is a dichotomy between religious and professional life. It might be peer pressure. Response 3483. Silence or music without words, as Holy Communion is received and until prayer by the priest begins. Response 3484. 1. Failure to have continuous education of the Catholic faith to parishioners after their first communion, confirmation, etc. 2. Failure of the clergy to preach from the pulpit on the uncomfortable topics of the Catholic faith that are the truth, abortion, gay marriage, etc. Response 3485. Inadequate catechesis. Response 3486. Failure of clergy to offer instruction and reminders in their homilies. Failure of clergy to only use extraordinary Eucharist ministers when there is no priest present, according to the original documents of Vatican II. Response 3487. Homilies that talk about the power of prayer and the Eucharist. Homilies that talk about sin is real. And that Satan is real. Response 3488. The Peronist Pope. Response 3489. The lack of regularly emphasizing the Holy Scripture, unless you eat my body and drink my blood. Response 3490. Catholics don't understand the reality of the supernatural. Not just about the Trinity, saints and the angels. Catholics also don't believe in the reality of hell and the demons. Some Catholics believe people don't do the hell. Response 3491. Gay bishops. Loss of the sense of the sacred. Response 3492. Education of the laity faithful churchgoers of the tenets of the Catholic faith. Response 3493. Music should be worshiping the Lord and not the people. Music should be reverent and not raucous, loud, party-like. Response 3494. It must be emphasized that public sinners, who promote abortion and homosexual marriage, are not worthy to receive the Eucharist because they are in a state of mortal sin. Response 3495. The missalettes were removed from the pews. This helps us to keep our focus. Big red books W contemporary music, and the Mass, but the words are not the same. Response 3496. Lack of teaching and exercising of the spiritual gifts. July 14, 24 Gospel reading of casting out demons worked in early church, but not today. People take no account of the gifts of healing, prophesying, discernment, soaking in tongues and interpretations, all of which Jesus conferred upon us. But to first do these, a commitment to prayer must be pursued, but people don't want to do that. And why not? Because Satan has successfully put the laity and the clergy to sleep in this area, so of course, the gifts cannot be manifested if there is no prayer behind them. Oh, and 1 hour at adoration will not supplant this. So the church has become the lukewarm church as recorded by St. John in Revelation. If the Lord returned today, he would spit the Catholic Church out of his mouth, just as he says he will do. Better to have millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the sea, than to be lukewarm. I believe God is going to clean house in the Catholic Church and get rid of the homosexual clergy and pedophiles before he fixes the matter of transubstantiation belief issue. Satan has deeply infiltrated the church through clergy, years ago, as our Blessed Mother is well aware and has prophesied of the consequences, and this has to be resolved first. I predict whole parishes will soon be closing over this major issue, as we are already observing in other countries, and we will be returning to home churches, just to survive and begin anew. The first believers did, so may we have to, also. They definitely are in China, Iran, and Iraq at great risk of losing their lives. We have it too cushy here in the U.S. We will be put to the test, too. Is the laity ready? Are the good and upright clergy not walking with Satan, but laying down their lives for the sheep, ready? We shall soon find out. Response 3497. Too many options in Novus Ordo Mass. Placing two rites Vetus Ordo with Novus Ordo side by side, comparing different rites with actual prayers and focus within Mass. Response 3498. Failure to acknowledge to serious of sin. Response 3499. The origin comes from the Enlightenment/secularization of society. The Church didn't cause that but rather fails to adequately respond to the crisis of our age. Response 3500. People should be reminded how to present themselves to come to altar to receive the body and blood of Christ. Some come waving to their friends, chewing gum, hands at their side, etc. Response 3501. We have an environment of comfort and casualness in the novice ordo. And a dangerous inversion whereby the things holy are treated as common, the blessed sacrament of our Lord, and many common things are treated as holy. Response 3502. Sex abuse. Response 3503. Educate the people on the VMAS and our actions during the VMAS. Response 3504. Weak formation of children. Lack of proper catechesis in giving children sacraments based on age/grade, not understanding of the sacrament. Response 3505. Change in the liturgy, removing and/or changing words in the liturgy after VAT II. Response 3506. Scandalous behaviors in the Vatican and persecution of good priests and bishops. Response 3507. The lack of knowledge of the history of our Catholic faith and traditions. Overall modernism in the Church by those who promote change in the Church to fit man instead of teaching man to change to fit into obedience of God's laws and the teachings of His Son Jesus Christ through Scripture, dogmas, tradition, and the deposit of faith. Response 3508. Using the sacraments as a grade obtained rite of passage. Response 3509. Lack of education of the VMAS. The different postures that people do or don't do during the VMAS. Response 3510. Lack of public/regular apologetic teaching, whether in VMAS or elsewhere, directly refuting Protestant/non-Catholic beliefs/claims that the Eucharist isn't Christ. Response 3511. That families need to pray, go to VMAS, and receive the Eucharist together. Response 3512. Not enough protection of the Eucharist from those who would deliberately seek to desecrate our Lord. Satanists do attend services just to get their hands on a consecrated host, to use in a black mass. Response 3513. The priests to talk from pulpit about the way you should dress to go to the Holy Mass. Response 3514. Inability for people to enter into Mass because of constant overstimulation with tech. Belief that emotions are more important than truth/object reality. Not understanding how the Eucharist can help in moments of suffering. Lack of understanding that keeping the Eucharist sacred is not the same as being exclusive. Response 3515. Catechesis to the youth, the foundation of faith. Response 3516. The campy, early 1970s come-by-a teachings of catechism in classes to children. They don't want cheesy, they want realness, to be taught factually how to be reverent and the reasons we should be solemn and holy. They want to know about the Holy Spirit and Mary and the saints. They need to know how to act and treat our faith, so they can. Response 3517. A lack of interest in the liturgical calendar with its feast days and church seasons. Response 3518. Lack of leadership by progressive bishops, who are more concerned more with politics than sacraments. All of this could be summed up as modernism, the synthesis of all heresies per Pope Saint Pius X. Response 3519. Catholic schools do not always hire Catholic teachers. Sometimes is a great percentage of the school teachers who are not Catholic. How about excommunicating priests who espouse homosexuality actually flaunt homosexuality? Why are serious homosexuals appointed to be presidents of Catholic colleges? They make serious policies which affect students that do not follow Catholic beliefs. Response 3520. The priest needs to be a leader of men and push for his parishioners to take on their true roles as men and women. Men need to lead. Response 3521. Many priests rush through many parts of the Mass, some even rush through Eucharistic prayers, consecration and communion rites. I think priests need to ensure the entire Mass is prayed with reverence. The congregation needs to be reminded of the real presence. Greater emphasis put on the elevation of the host and the prayers immediately after. Response 3522. I think the lack of tradition in church is a problem. And the church's failure to see that the youth want these traditional things. Like the Latin Mass. Response 3523. Laity posture during Mass and attire for Mass. During homily, priests could explain parts of a Mass and where it comes from in the Bible. Personal relationship with Jesus. Altar servers should use patens. Response 3524. Clergy and others speaking to the congregation with their backs to the tabernacle. Response 3525. There is a need to be aligned with the evidence that sound psychology brings and a need to be trauma-informed. Every Catholic child should know what their ACE score is, and we need to learn a great deal more about dissociation when our children face horror so that the church community can fully support those who are traumatized by Catholic teaching and the horror of human sacrifice. Response 3526. Priests have no real fervor for the presence of the body and blood of our Lord during the Eucharistic period of Mass. I find them always rushing through it and giving no thought to it. Hold the Eucharist up. Show the Mass es who this is. Give real honor to this part of the Mass again. They give more importance to the homily than the actual embodiment of Christ. It's sad. Response 3527. In the last 50 years, there has been a lot of preaching about other modes of Eucharistic presence, in the mystical body, in the Word, but there has not been a lot of preaching about the balance. Response 3528. Proper dress attire for Mass attendance. Response 3529. Formation within the Church PSR and in Catholic schools. Requiring all staff/teachers to be practicing Catholics at Catholic schools and to teach PSR. All staff for both PSR and Catholic schools to complete virtues training no matter what their position is at the school/church. For love and mercy to be taught to our youth. This means for them to be given love and mercy and for them to learn to give it to others. Many people I come across that leave the church have said it is because of lack of this. If we have a better formation and are shown by example how to live as Christ calls us to live, then I feel the real presence would be accepted better by Catholics. Everyone needs a Eucharistic retreat. Bring a retreat to all Catholic schools and Catholic churches. Response 3530. Belief that the Scriptures are true. Response 3531. The lack of faith from Rome. Response 3532. The Church has failed to teach us our authority in Christ, which directly stems from the sacrifice on the cross. Jesus won that authority back for us, and receiving His body and blood in the Eucharist enable us to wield that authority over demonic forces in our daily lives. I am so tired of the weak, feckless teachings of the Church. Response 3533. Pope Francis' heretical teachings and silence in response to the Dubia, also his mistreatment of faithful Catholics by canceling his opponents, rather than humbly receiving their fraternal love and correction. Response 3534. Not preaching against birth control. Response 3535. I think there are two other issues. By using extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion and the laity receiving Jesus in the hand, I think people can lose a sense that what they are receiving is Jesus. Lay people do not have consecrated hands, whereas priests do, so the fact that priests and lay people can hold and touch Jesus with their hands does not seem right to me. How can one with unconsecrated hands be allowed to hold and touch God? Response 3536. Manners of dress at Mass. Response 3537. Clergy and laity pushing the temptation to look at the Church's history with remorse, and change everything for the sake of change due to that reason. Pope Pius XII. Response 3538. Some priests are not knowledgeable enough in the dangers of New Age, yoga, Santeria, and other evil things, therefore they tend to be very casual in these matters. Also, some priests tend to be too politically correct and makes it difficult for us to understand what the Church is trying to teach us. Thanks. Response 3539. Do as I say, not as I do, attitude from many priests and the good cancelled priests who were removed for defending truth. Even today, they have not been reinstated, which means that the bishop doesn't forgive, so how can he expect me to? Many priests and bishops are laser-focused on raising money and not on evangelizing to bring the faithful, including my family, back to Mass. I am a Catholic teacher, but the priest rarely visit our school to help evangelize, although we have asked repeatedly. Response 3540. The changing of the Mass to resemble the non-Catholic service. Response 3541. Distraction from the Eucharist, the sacraments, the Mass, the Church as the center of community life, due to the outpacing development of technology, from the sowing of fig leaves to the television, the internet, and social media. The tree of techne keeps distracting us into feeling like we will be like God, without the need of God. Sacrificial living can point us and maybe others back to the Eucharist. Response 3542. The change to the liturgy from the traditional Mass pre-55 to the current new Mass. The prayer of the Church into many languages, separating the faithful into groups where their language Mass can be celebrated. This divides the Church. We need to return to the traditional Mass of the Apostles. Response 3543. Overall societal pressure for people to leave the faith. Discrimination based on faith in everyday life. It is easier to not believe. Response 3544. People's obsession with social media, parents not teaching Catholic rules, and love of God at home, family time saying rosary/prayers. Response 3545. The abandoning of the traditional Latin Mass for the Novus Ordo. Response 3546. Priests do not educate nor speak to parishioners ref how awful it is to receive the Holy Eucharist in the hand. Response 3547. Timeliness in parish office returning calls for requests made for the Eucharist being brought to homebound. Response 3548. Irreverence shown to symbols of the Church, i.e., using the holy water font as an umbrella stand. I tried to send a picture and I have mentioned it to a deacon. Response 3549. Catechesis lacking on basic fundamentals of the Catholic faith, a crisis. Ongoing catechesis must be rigorous, required, and lifelong. Response 3550. General lack of reverence in church. Casual demeanor of priests and people. No longer sacred. Response 3551. Shaking hands just prior to receiving Eucharist. Pope Francis's blessing homosexual sodomites 1 week prior to Christmas. Allowing people married to someone else to receive communion. Response 3552. The way our priest have not called out politicians for their support of abortion, and allowing them to receive the Eucharist. I also worry about where our Pope is leading the Church. Response 3553. The radical and quick reform of the Roman Missal and the other rites and prayers of the Church. Response 3554. 1. Not teaching and insisting that people dress appropriately for a sacred time and space. allowing a modest dress during service. Especially at a weddings, what the bride and bridesmaids wear, too much skin, too tight. Also have a dress code for those serving as lectors, giving communion, etc. 2. Insisting that people be very quiet in church, especially for those of us who come early to prepare, and then having to hear people have all kinds of loud socializing. Response 3555. Lay people leaving before Mass is over and lay people arriving late to Mass by more than a few minutes. Response 3556. They excommunicate Vigano, but not Pelosi, Biden, or a single Kennedy. I doubt the church believes its own teaching. Response 3557. 1. Priest's blessing, with the host. Jesus, those coming up on the communion line not receiving but asking for blessing. 2. Accessibility of priests to questions, conversations after Mass. Response 3558. Conservative Catholics creating division in the church. Lack of public commitment to social justice. Lack of public commitment to the poor. Lack of public commitment to LGBTQ+ and lack of public commitment to inclusion of women and minorities in the life of the church. Response 3559. There are more issues with the novice ordo missal/rubrics than just the absence of Latin and Eucharistic prayer 1, etc. Several parts of the Mass are now completely missing. Heresy from the hierarchy is another huge issue, and the general state of confusion. Laxity about immodesty, failure, for instance, to publish the papal bull on Marian modesty to guide women. Response 3560. The utter confusion and attempt by leadership to conflate church teachings with modernist ideologies, coupled with absolute weakness amongst many of the bishops. Turning the other cheek does not mean turning away from Christ, but it appears that many of the bishops have chosen to use obedience as cover. They seem to have confused obedience to the Mother Church and to Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior with obedience to the world. Response 3561. Priests not keeping their fingers together that have touched the sacred hosts as much as possible until the ablutions. If the priest uses something like hand sanitizer before washing his fingers off, this is also quite jarring to the faithful. Response 3562. A personal pet peeve is the casual dress, shorts, sandals/flip-flops, sport jerseys, and not dressing modestly, in church especially during Mass. Reminding parishioners of walking down the aisles or in the pews as the priest is processing to celebrate the Mass, and racing the priest out of church. Emphasize the true presence of Christ in the Mass during the sermons. Response 3563. Lack of catechesis or poor catechesis. Response 3564. Abandonment and criminalization of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 3565. How we should conduct ourselves in his presence. Not even many know about the red candle that says Jesus is present in the tabernacle. Not kneeling to take Jesus in. Response 3566. Availability of the sacrament of confession prior to Sunday Mass ES, much less weekday Mass ES. The lack of homiletics on the four last ends. The decentralization of the priest's role in offering the holy sacrifice and the verticality being replaced with the horizontal rite changes post-Vatican II. Response 3567. Pope and hierarchs giving confusing messages contradicting Catholic teaching. Response 3568. Lack of encouragement of many traditional devotions, stations of the cross. Response 3569. Lack of Eucharistic prayer number 2 and number 3 from the traditional canon. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who, according to the will of thy Father, with the cooperation of the Holy Ghost, hast by thy death given life to the world, deliver me by this thy most sacred body and blood, from all my iniquities and from all evils, and make me always cleave to thy commandments, and suffer me never to be separated from thee, who livest and reignest, with the same God the Father and the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Let not the partaking of thy body, O Lord, Jesus Christ, which I, though unworthy, presume to receive, turn to my judgment and condemnation, but let it, through thy mercy, become a safeguard and remedy, both for soul and body, who with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, livest and reignest God, world without end. Amen. A change from 3 Domini, non sum dignus, s to 1. Decline of the use of veils for woman. Response 3570. People no longer attend Mass. So even if you resolved all the other issues, you still will have many people not knowing that these issues have been resolved. We need to be more public in our faith. Response 3571. Clergy fear to address inappropriate clothing at Mass, short skirts, shorts, revealing sun dresses, women's tight leggings. Children bringing food into church, except for bottles. Too much conversing before Mass. Pray rosary together instead. And the worst for me, please, abolish the sign of peace, which does absolutely nothing to enhance the sacred mystery of the Mass. Save the communal fellowship for after Mass, not during. We're there to praise God in thanksgiving. Keep the focus off of each other and on God and the priest who is the mediator offering up our prayers. Lastly, parents failing to educate their children in the home about the faith, they themselves who may not practice the faith. Lest we forget, families are Satan's prime target, as is marriage. One good thing, the year of the Eucharist is encouraging more adoration. The times we live in indicate we're entering the last days, the end of this era of sin. It appears the popes is being, divinely, prompted to designate special devotions to each year that passes. The ship may flounder, but the Holy Spirit will not let her sink. Praise God, for He is always faithful, though we are not, and abundantly generous to us. Response 3572. The requirements, or lack thereof, placed on parents for their children to receive First Holy Communion. This is the greatest opportunity to remind/re-educated parents of the value of the Eucharist while also educating the children who are first-time recipients, and it is something I often see not well approached by parishes. I could go on for pages on the variations of the education I have witnessed with my nieces and godchildren and how they have been received, and I would like to help and be part of the solution. I think there is a failure of recognition on how cover changed how parents view education of children at home or online. I think there is a lack of respect for the time required to properly educate these children by the parents and the parish. Sometimes it's too much, sometimes it's strictly a checkbox exercise with no educational oversight, and it's going to be different at each parish and within each diocese. But I think this is where there is a clear disconnect between the priests and the bishops on who has the best ideas for how to implement this education. I also think it's worth a discussion on, are we doing First Holy Communion to young, ages 5 to 6 in general, that they don't always have the maturity level to appreciate what they're being taught these days, and maybe 7 to 8 would be a better age group. All this to say, I think this is one of the biggest areas not addressed. Response 3573. Protestant churches that have attracted many Catholics, especially young adults raising children and single adults, inform people that this is not truth. Response 3574. I would like to say at the outset, 1, I am a baptized, practicing Catholic, who believes without reserve that the Eucharist is truly Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, made present in the unbloody continuance of His sacrifice on the cross, the Mass. 2. It seems to me that designers of this survey have an agenda that I don't share, and while I would hope they would honestly share the results of this survey, I'm not holding my breath. Many of the issues in this survey are based on false premises, e.g. changes to the liturgy are not in SE destructive, and there is no dichotomy between sacred and contemporary music, as these words do not describe the same category of characteristic. I haven't perceived any loss of emphasis on the Mass, a sacrifice, nor have I seen a widespread, casual attitude towards the Eucharist among the clergy. I think emphasizing faith in the real presence in isolation is counterproductive because the idea that one could believe Jesus is present in the Eucharist in isolation from following his teachings, see Matthew 25 verse 31, is false. If Catholics are to believe in the real presence, they must first hear Jesus' teaching on salvation and attempt to conform their lives to it. Similarly, if all the trappings, glitter, and ceremony that those who prefer the EF of the Mass were the standard in the U.S., with the liturgy the main focus of the clergy and no other changes are made, I think belief in the real presence will further decline. The glitz of traditional liturgy will only make the contrast between the Church's liturgical actions, the moral failures of the hierarchy greater. Hence some of the issues in this survey are just absurd, such clergy wearing clerical attire in public or not using Eucharistic prayer 1. If we want grace and belief among Catholics, we had better seek holiness. That means that we love God and love others. If what we call love doesn't conform to 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 and doesn't address Matthew 25 verse 31, then we are not following Jesus' teaching and we cannot expect to see his grace acting among us. This is why the only issue this survey has correctly identified is the cover-up and excusal and defense of abuse by members of the clergy. Lastly, I don't think Eucharistic events is helpful for deepening belief at all, but mark the question as having a minor negative impact to indicate that an increase in the availability of perpetual adoration chapels would be helpful. Response 3575. Scandalous behavior at the Vatican. Response 3576. People not dressing appropriately in church. People not acting appropriately, talking to one another, drinking water, looking at the cell phones. Letting their children run around the church during Mass as if the church is a playground. Lack of consideration for people who are there to pray and worship. Response 3577. The eradication of the traditional Latin Mass, which served the church for almost 2 millennia. It's pretty obvious that the novice ordo fails to transmit the faith, not that it is the only problem, major failure of catechesis, the eradication of the beautiful, the effects of secular culture, etc., are all bad influences. Get females out of the sanctuary and let the chips fall where they may with regard to feminist fallout. Bring back the cassock. Bring back Gregorian chant and traditional hymns. Make our churches beautiful again. Traditionalists have the right ideas. Response 3578. There are consecrated men and women that refuse to use the word abortion, one must use that word. Abortion is a great sin, educate this humanity. When you use the word unborn, it doesn't specify abortion. Response 3579. Maybe it wasn't missed in the survey. However, catechization is the most important thing in my opinion. I was educated in a Catholic school for 8 years and transubstantiation was not emphasized in a way that a child can understand, and certainly its importance above all other things about the faith was not conveyed. It has taken most of my life to realize what was not provided, and I am just now catching up. Having been a Catholic elementary school student in the 1970s, I now realize that this omission must have been due to the fallout of Vatican II. I hope we can do better in presenting this to small children when this may be the only time that this is ever presented to them. Response 3580. Failure of our schools to impress upon our young our catechism, heaven and hell, the true gravity of sin. The overwhelming negate impact of social media and the constant bombardment of our young with a me attitude, even to the extent of using violence to put down ideas that they don't agree with. Too many pundits who espouse that science is the answer to everything and because they have a degree and say so. The utter managerial incompetence of the hierarchy and turmoil in Rome. The most fundamental question is, what do Catholics believe their religion is about? Is it superstition? A social club? What my parents did? Something to put down on a job application? Response 3581. Lack of promotion of adoration of Eucharist. Very short period of silence after communion before end of Mass for contemplative prayer. Some priests rush through Mass, get her done, impression. Response 3582. Total lack of respect for the host. Response 3583. Our sacraments, reconciliation and we are all sinful people. Response 3584. The pedophile scandals and church closures during COVID have rocked the church. If this is the real presence of Christ, we need more of him, not to be locked away. He gave his life for us and we can't risk a flu virus to receive him. Response 3585. Not educating the faithful that worthy reception of the Eucharist strengthens our faith. Response 3586. Treatment of divorced people and homosexuals. Response 3587. Clergy saying in homilies that communism is a way to raise your children, while quoting from Karl Marx. Response 3588. Bible studies help to develop relationships with the Blessed Trinity and with the saints. Priests could help the people to know the Catholic faith with a 5 minutes teaching lesson right before the final blessing, the commandments, the four marks of the church, sainthood, the Bible, salvation history, etc. Response 3589. Bishop's support of left-wing ideals which are synonymous with communist strategy for the destruction of America, including normalization of homosexuality and open borders. Response 3590. Extremely poor religious education of Catholic children, converts and probably much of the clergy. Response 3591. All the more reason the traditional Latin Mass needs to be restored back into our faithful community known as the Roman Catholic Faithful Church. Response 3592. The contradictory and conflicting statements coming from the Vatican on established doctrine. Response 3593. Reminding their flock to go to confession often. Response 3594. The refusal of the USCCB and local bishops to insist that priests address current moral issues and explain the Catholic stance is clear and concise language, rather than ignoring them, which leads people to follow what the culture believes. Response 3595. Helping people listen and get into their heads, into the right place to internalize each word being said or sung during the Mass. It's hard to block out distractions. My favorite trick before going into each Mass is to briefly meditate on the thought, this is my first Mass, this is my only Mass, and this is last Mass. Holding this thought in the forefront of my mind rivets my hearing and internalization of thought to the words being spoken. Response 3596. Eucharist in the hand is not honorific. Need kneelers for reception of Eucharist. Response 3597. Our church has adoration during weekdays. Lay people repose Jesus at the end of the day. Sometimes lay people are doing benediction and I don't think they should be doing it. They have good intentions but not really properly trained. Response 3598. Not enough time to adore the real presence at the time during consecration when bread and wine have been changed into the body and blood of Jesus, when bread and wine are raised by the priest. Response 3599. The bishops have done a poor job of leading and catechizing. It is all about money, money, money. And protecting perpetrators while silencing the good and holy priests. Response 3600. The idea that all ways lead to God, false ecumenism, that Catholicism has become like Protestantism, the divisiveness of Pope Francis and all the evil running rampant in the Vatican, clown and pride mass, es, a transgender monk. 50+ years of terrible catechesis, the Catholic Church being complicit in the government's fascist agenda, especially the use of Catholic charities to promote and foster illegal immigration, the repression of the Tridentine Mass, this should never have happened, the murder of Cardinal Pell, the infiltration of the Masons, priests and bishops cancelled for speaking the truth, Pachamama, Rupnik and his art. I could go on and on. Response 3601. The lack of visible holiness in the clergy, orthodoxy, prayer and fasting. Response 3602. Lack of reverence toward the priesthood. Lack of instruction on importance and necessity of receiving the sacrament of confession on a regular basis. We absolutely need catechesis from the pulpit. There is so much about the faith that people don't know. Our priests need to stop trying to make us like Protestants in our churches and our beliefs. Response 3603. Adult catechesis, silence before Mass in preparation for the sacrifice instead of the rosary and other prayers, silence after Holy Communion for prayer and thanksgiving instead of music throughout the reception of the Eucharist. Response 3604. Children being taught the faith in Catholic schools and CCD classes. The teachers do not know their religion. Response 3605. Denying communion to public figures who obstinately support evils such as abortion and homosexuality. Response 3606. Failure to explain mortal sin, its effects not only on eternity, but on moral blindness, bad judgment it causes and necessity for confessing mortal sin before receiving communion. Failure to catechize/live real Catholic faith. That's the reason. People in grace believe. All the rest you mention here are consequences, not causes. Response 3607. People not wear proper attire when attending Mass and in church. Response 3608. Cessation of incensing the altar. Cessation of confiteor. Response 3609. Pastors must emphasize the importance of frequent confession and obligatory assistance at Mass, on Sundays and especially holy days of obligation. Response 3610. Silence before Mass entering church and silence leaving Mass and church. And no sign of peace. It's like a show with hippie-style signs. Not just person on each side of one. Distracts from solemnity of a Mass. Dress properly, Christ is our Lord and King. Thank you for opportunity to take my heartfelt thoughts for more love of our Mass. Sincerely. Virginia Lamb. 81-year-old grandmother. Maybe our priest in homilies could start instruction with number one book of Old Baltimore Catechism, and each week add another question and answer. Hugging face, folded hands. If all haven't a clue about our faith, it's a great start. And have October 15th minutes of silence with no music or singers after receiving Holy Communion, after kneeling at altar rail and on the tongue, folded hands. Just some hints without hitting the children of God. Old especially face with tears of joy. Over the head with a hand, face with hand over mouth, face with hand over mouth, smiling face with halo. Well, folded hands, thank you again. VL, smiling face with halo, starstruck. Response 3611. More homilies with reminding people of Satan and hell, they are real and we need to have our armor on always to resist him. Response 3612. Failure to catechize the faithful on the daily need for prayer and meditation on the four last things. Response 3613. Catechizing the young people to the true presence. Response 3614. Appropriate dress and decorum in church. Response 3615. The hierarchy bears a good chunk as they keep diluting and downplaying the significance of the Eucharist, the Mass itself and as a sacrifice, homilies that start with jokes and do not cover the essentials and the things that people may not like, such as dress, conduct, abortion, coming late to Mass, and departing after receiving. Many amongst them have lost the faith, and that's what people see. Add to that balloon and bubble, Mass, ES. But I would amiss if I don't mention that Christians are obsessed with self-idolatry and focusing on the natural instead of the supernatural. Catholic schools and schools in general, as well as the home, have all contributed to poor focus on God and lack of catechesis. Response 3616. What Francis is doing and saying in the Vatican, i.e. blessing same-sex couples, not condemning abortion, Buddhist monks in Catholic churches, messing with demonic Pachamama idols and other blasphemy, above all no one removing him. This must be addressed. Bishops and priests who lean left ideologically, where there's no room for leftism in the true Catholic Church. My religion teacher in Catholic school doesn't even know it's a mortal sin to leave the Catholic Church. I'm still in touch with her. No one is catechized properly, they've dropped the ball big time. My daughter tells me it's fine she lives with her fiancé because she's never heard it elsewhere, or that she must go to confession before receiving communion if she has mortal sin. It's all so depressing.